The Speed Up Sound with Kyle Meredith.
If St. Vincent's last five albums hadn't convinced you that she was one of the most important artists of our day, Mass Seduction should seal the deal. Balancing huge hooks with unannounced detours, both musically and lyrically, it's at once one of the catchiest and craziest records of the year. Annie Clark gave us a call to talk about writing the record, her activities between LPs, and being the subject of tabloid culture. I'm Kyle Meredith at The Speed of Sound. I spent a year suspended in air,
my mind on the gap, my head on the stairs. I finished touring in the St. Vincent record in the fall of 2015, and I started writing kind of immediately, which is my way, because I realized I actually don't know what I think or feel until I write it in some way, be it like, you know, an essay or a song. That is really my way to understanding myself. So that was something I kind of needed to do right after I stopped touring, because I wasn't sure how I felt about any of it. And I made a short horror film, which I think really, it was just so nice to do something else, frankly. And I don't know, I guess I'm a person who's always enjoyed work more than fun.
You're not getting up from this table until you eat that pizza, do you understand me? Just eat!
If you don't eat, eventually you'll die.
So?
That horror film, I've only seen the trailer, but when I listened to the record, I thought there are moments in this album when the music sounds like it could have been a horror soundtrack.
Well, I mean, I was making a lot of different kinds of music. I mean, this album is what it is because these are the strongest songs. And this is what was supposed to happen and come together eventually working with Jack Antonoff. But I have music for days. I mean, just what people, it's like an iceberg, you know. As a writer, it's like an iceberg, you know. People only see the top, but there's an entire world of unheard music underneath it, you know. I can't turn off what turns me on. I can't turn off what turns me
on. You know, here's a point in your career where you've created this amazing guitar, and then there's a line on the record where you say, I hold you like a weapon, which I don't know if is a guitar, but I thought about that, and I said, and it's a synth-heavy record.
There is a lot of guitar. It just doesn't, it might not sound exactly like guitar. I mean, I've always done that, where guitar has been a little, you know, gone through the looking glass. I mean, the live show I'm playing constantly, people just might not recognize it as guitar.
Yeah.
But that, I mean, that doesn't bother me. Guitar will always be a strong presence.
And like, there's these moments all throughout the record that's, you know, the lyrics are like what you did with the cities and how you tied it into relationship. I mean, it's, you've always had a great knack of these lyrics and to marry this really interesting music.
Thank you very much. I spent so long making sure that every word was right. When asked about the creative process, which I am, you know, I guess almost daily, it's mysterious to me. These things emerge and you slowly but surely have this cohesive work that all interlinks with each other. I mean, the song Mass Seduction more or less lays out all the characters that you meet in the record. And the, you know, I Can't Turn Off What Turns Me On might as well be the thesis, you know, of the record.
Another line in there, and I feel like this is one of those lines that any artist would really want to avoid explaining, or and maybe you feel like about all your lyrics, but what a bore to be so adored.
I mean, I was thinking about actually a Brian Eno line from Here Come the Warm Jets, where he sings, oh, what a burden to be so relied on.
Yeah.
I was thinking of it in that kind of tone, you know. Oh, what a burden to be so
relied on. I'll say that you grew from this really, you know, you grew from a cult rock icon to being part of celebrity tabloid gossip rags. And I sort of took it a little bit from like, that's got to be weird. That's just got to be a weird point in anybody's life.
Yeah, it's a strange thing. What's strangest to me about it, and this is the one thing that I'll say, about it is that a part of the whole celebrity culture thing is this aspect of wealth aspiration and fame aspiration that bums me out only because what it says to me is that we as a culture and we as government have not taken care of our people. Because I think if people were happier or more contented and it wasn't just the corrosive side of capitalism all the time, then there wouldn't be these false idols. So that's, I mean, that's my assessment of it. They can see, oh, here I am, your pain
machine. I am like you. You're to that point. I mean, you're to the point where your lyrics are being seriously analyzed with a fine-tooth comb, and you know, the people are dissecting every part of this because you have this life in the public eye, and, you know, it's got to be a big transition for everybody. I know it spells success in the end. I hope it does. But just to kind of grasp onto all of that and then work that into the art, it goes back to, you know, your relationship with your audience, and you and I had talked about before as a performer and a manipulator. It's a really interesting way that you've pulled all of this off.
Thank you. Well, I think one aspect of it is that I've gotten more successful in a sort of slow and steady manner, like the tortoise and the hare. So when I was confronted with that, like super mainstream, like tabloid, whatever, celebrity gossip rag stuff, I knew who I was and I knew who my friends were. And so it wasn't like a tectonic shift in my life. It was just something that I had to kind of figure out how to deal with it.
It's Annie Clark of St. Vincent and the music of the Mass Seduction LP. For more of my interviews, you can head over to Facebook or Twitter at Kyle Meredith. And thanks to Brad Yost for co-producing this episode. And from the studios of WFPK in Louisville, Kentucky, I'm Kyle Meredith at the Speed of Sound.